All right, y'all. Baby. Once again, it's Operation Kickback, y'all. We chilling again. Another Tuesday. For everybody that's listening, that's over here in the CVC, we got the Summerfest today from 2 to 6 on the main courtyard, right on the side of the cafeteria and right in front of the social hall. You hear me? So y'all come on out and enjoy the festivities today, okay? Much love. I just want to say, give a shout out to the plaza, to CBC, to Property, to US Vets, to Savannah's, to the Spirits, to the Gateway, Anchor Place, the Women's Shelter, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? We all social hall over there at the clinic, all that. VCRC, all that, everywhere. Y'all, let's get together today and just enjoy the fruits of our labor, basically. You know what I mean? To keep this place going. You know, we're still here. You woke up this morning. You should be thankful. You hear what I'm saying? And, you know, hey, let's enjoy the day. It's Tuesday. It's going to be a little bit hot further out, but in Long Beach, you know, we got the best weather. Baby. You know, so if y'all happen to want to go to the beach, you know, go to the beach, pick you up a good ice cream cone, you know, enjoy, you know, the sea breeze, Queen Mary, the aquarium, you know, Shoreline, and the Pike itself, all over there. You can just check it out, and, you know, or downtown Long Beach. They got a lot of good restaurants, different things like that. So it's always a lot of stuff going on, especially down here in Long Beach, you know. You just have to keep your ear to the street. You got to keep your ear to the street so you can stay tuned and stay informed on all the events that's going on and everything like that. I want to give a shout out to my boy, Pastor Yukon, him and P2P, and I think it's New Life Church, and it was a few other churches that got together this weekend up at the Crenshaw Mall. They had a revival at the Afro City store over there. They renovated the whole spot. Oh, it was nice, y'all. You know, I think they're going to have other ones too. Next time I'll keep you informed. I wish I would have told y'all about that one. And it was actually free. You had to get on Evan Bright and register and everything. But it was good. And then me and my boy Double G, we performed up in Watts. They had a block party over there in front of the Mufundi building. Had a few council members and just different folks from the community over there. A few different artists performed. So we went to both establishments that day. So it was a busy Sunday, you know, and it was cool. And they had the Jazz Fest up at Houghton Park too on Saturday. So a lot of things was going on this weekend. You know, like I say, so check your Facebook on the events, you know, check your Instagrams, Twitter, TikTok, and see what's going on. Yeah, because they always putting up posts and everything like that. So it's all good, y'all. And you know, this week on VIP all access. My boy Nephew Mike coming down to get interviewed. And then my boy Real Testimony is coming down for the reschedule because he couldn't make it last week. So we're probably going to be doing both of them on the cool. I want to give a shout out to VIP Records. If y'all need any tapes, CDs, or some albums for the DJs or whatever, you know, y'all need to come on down to VIP Records. They got it all. Man, you name it, they got it. So it's just a matter you coming down and just checking it out for yourself. Then they also have merchandise, you know, hats, shirts, hoodies, you know, apparel for men and women, shades, smell goods, all that. You know, they got everything up in there. So we're supposed to get started on some of this music. And we're supposed to start off with Betty Wright. Tonight is the night. Y'all remember this. This is Grown Folks Day. Check it out. All right, y'all. That was Betty Wright, the short version, baby. Because, you know, that's actually a long song. So I'm glad we actually had the short version of it so we could keep the program going and it don't affect nothing, you know. Yeah. So we chilling today. Like I say, Summerfest today, 2 to 6, y'all. You know what I'm saying? On the right side of the cafeteria and right in the front of the social hall, the big courtyard, yeah. So I think they still setting up and everything right now. It'd be good if you probably bring some of your own chairs if you need to. Also, make sure you're hydrated. You know, I'm sure they're gonna have some water and stuff out there too. So make sure you're hydrated and everything too. And, and let's enjoy the day. I'm gonna be going out there live and everything. So, you know, so a lot of people can see it, put it on Facebook. I don't mess with Instagram or TikTok too much on going live. I usually just do Facebook because that's what I'm used to. You know, like TLC, you know, stick to the rivers and lakes that you're used to. Yeah, so that's where I'm at with that. Even though I do use the other sites and stuff too, don't get me wrong, because promotion is promotion, you know. And so I do what I have to do. And then as far as my music, I have everything monetized on all the sites itself. So it's all good. You know what I'm saying? You know. But yeah, we here today at Operation Kickback, y'all. Like I say, y'all stay hydrated out there. It's going to be hot, you know, for the next few days now. And if you're out further, y'all really need to stay hydrated. Man, it's in triple digits, you know. Nah, we can't do that. So, you know. I wanted to talk about a little bit about the politics, but we ain't going to talk about too much, you know. Because, I don't know, it's just a big old, it's almost like, how can you say it? Reality TV or something. You know, and I'm getting tired of it, really. You know, it is what it is, and we got to go through what we got to go through to get things done and everything. And, you know, one side talking about this, the other side talking about that. But one thing both sides need to talk about is doing something for these kids. We got to be looking for the future, and that's these kids, you know. You know, have some money aside, you know, for the different programs. Come on, let's put the trades and stuff back in school. I know you got Job Corps and everything like that, but that's still back up for high school. If they don't make it in high school, they could go to Job Corps and do the same thing. But right now, I think they need it back in the high schools, you know, the wood shops, the graphic arts, you know, mechanics, you know, automobile, all that. They need all that back, you know. It will help. And then teach them about the economics and government. We used to have that in school. They teach you how to balance a paycheck and how to write a check, a cashier's check, and, you know, and keep accountability and watch out for the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ and all that. We got taught that in school, but I don't see that no more in the curriculum no more. And if it is, they ain't really talking about it, and it might not be everywhere, you know. Because they closing down schools as fast as they doing anything else. I mean, how you going to close down the school when you got more people coming over here? That don't make no sense. You know, so it's all good. I'm not going to talk too much, like I say. I have my opinion just like everybody else. And you know, it is what it is, y'all. All we could do is pray and stay in supplication, and you know, because at the end of the day, it's the Lord that run everything. We just pray that the Lord touch their hearts to do the right thing for the people they supposed to be serving. And we can continue and just keep going. And it's not just America, even all the other, you know, different countries and stuff like too, that's going through their elections and different things like that, you know. Hopefully everybody can get what they want. Because we've been getting what we don't want for a while. So, you know, it's just too much, y'all. But that's all I got to say about that today. It's all good, you know. And it's going to be all right, y'all. They're just going through what we got to go through. And it's cool, you know. Like I said, I don't want to get too political or nothing like that, because this show ain't about that. You know, we're not trying to direct you to vote one way or another or nothing like that. We just try to touch the facts a little bit and keep on going. But until then, I got another jam for you. It's from The Time, called The Walk. Check it out.
Falling line talk. 1, 2, 3, 4. What the hell are we fighting? to walk a hole in my Stacy Adams. What time is it?
Little cute guitar player, make your mama proud. I want all of Detroit City to stand up, clap your hands. All right, you Polaroids, stay in time with the drummer.
Yeah, baby, don't be so mean.
All right, y'all. Yeah, that was the time. Walk. Yes, walk. Yeah, that was a cool time, early 80s. You know, they end up doing Purple Rain with Prince. He made another album called Ice Cream Castles. And they did pretty good. Morris Day. He's still doing this thing. They still be doing shows and concerts still. I got a friend named Mo Z. He be taking Jerome place sometime. And Mo Z is actually from Long Beach. Used to do music for Tupac on the All Eyes on Me album. And he also did some other things with a lot of folks. John Cougar Mellencamp. All that. And if I ain't mistaken, I still think he up in Indiana right now. So, you know, that's cool. Shout out to Mo Z. Much love. Anyway, we here chilling, y'all. Operation Kickback. Can't beat it. The sun is out. You know, everybody out. If they not out, y'all working or, you know, sitting at home enjoying some AC or the fans, you know. It's all good, yeah. So, we here, and I just want to say, it's a few festivities going on in California, period, this month. I want to let everybody know that the West Coast Hip Hop Awards is coming. It's going to be on August 31st. Up at Adelanto, California. I think sponsored by Tavis Miller. A few other folks, gonna be a lot of people there. Shout out to my boy Honcho, is gonna be receiving an award finally, because he be giving out awards all the time. So I'm glad somebody is noticing him where he could get his flowers too. And I just wanna say, or give a shout out to the Honcho for the festivities this weekend in Watts on 103rd and Wilmington in front of the Mafundi building. He did his thing on the DJ and just the sounds, period. Yeah, he always do. Mics was cool, everything. Nice stage set up. Different vendors out there. They had good food, too. I ate some of that jerk chicken out there, baby. It was good. They was frying fish. They had tacos. Oh, man, it was on. You know. So, I'll keep y'all informed for the next one that's coming up, too. Because, you know, it was a nice little family thing. You could have took your family out, too, and chilled or whatever, you know. Now, the parking was kind of funny, but, you know, early bird get the first worm. So it is what it is now, you know. And so me and Double G went out there and did our thing. I did a little beatbox to introduce him, and then he did his thing. It was pretty cool. And then my boy Big Earn was up there, Zabo. They had a few artists. I don't really know their names right now, but they had an R&B singer, female. She was good. She had her own dance steps, everything. She was ready. But it was kind of hot out there because I was actually supposed to do a song. But, you know, you got to pick your battles sometimes. You got to do that. So, y'all, check this out. The next song I'm about to introduce is from the Tom Tom Club. Now, you know, they were some of the band members from the Talking Heads, you know, and they made their own jam, this jam right here called Genius of Love. So check this out. Hear they funk side.
Just go.
All right, y'all. That was Time Club. Genius of Love. Oh, man. Ooh, that was a nice jam. You know, we used to jam to that. I had the record and everything, you know. Man, I mean, sometimes I'm glad I was there on some of the things, you know, that took place back in the past, because if you look at today, we don't have a lot of them freedoms no more. And that's crazy. You know, you would think that the generation behind us will have more freedoms than we have, but it's actually the opposite, y'all. So we gotta get to them voting polls and start voting our, you know, self back into where we used to be and where we probably need to go. You know, it's a lot of division, a lot of hatred going on, and police brutality, and everything else. We got to get a hand on that. I think before we do anything for everybody else, and we need to take care of ourselves sometime. It's like we take care of everybody else and forget about ourselves. And at the end of the day, we the ones suffering. So yeah, make sure y'all get out to the voting polls and, you know, make sure your registry and everything is cool before time and all that, because, you know, they might try to pull some whammies. They might try to pull some whammies, y'all. So if so, just be a step ahead of that, too, because it's just a lot of stuff going on, man. And I was looking at the news today, and it's to the point where some kids try to rob the one store. I forgot where it was at, but the owner shot one of them, you know, and the other two got away. It was three of them, but now they trying to put a homicide on the owner. I mean, you know, cause the person he shot passed away. Understandable on that, but it ain't no such thing as self-defense no more. You hear what I'm saying? You know, it's like not one time they said self-defense. Oh, it's a homicide. They're going to, you know, just automatically, you know, just put the dude in a situation like that. And he was already in a situation to begin with, trying to protect his business, you know? And I don't really understand that. Everything is just different now, you know. But self-defense, that ain't even a word. I don't even think it's a law no more. You know, that's crazy. Because, you know, certain states, you can actually protect yourself. You know, anybody that gets on your property. I don't know how California is, you know. But I know in Texas, yeah, you can defend your spot. And you be hoping they get on your property. Or whatever, you know. So, like I say, it's different states. They do different things, you know. But I don't know. But just to put a homicide on old boy for protecting this place, that is just not cool. I hope they be able to resolve that situation, you know, in the best way and fair way as they can, without taking anybody's rights and stuff. Like I say, the rights that we have today, I mean, or we had yesterday, we don't have today. So we just got to keep pushing, you know, pray until something happens, you know? So we just get into this next song from Tony, called Anniversary. This is to all the married folks and the lovers out there or whatever, still sticking with the relationships and everything and just doing the right thing these days, you know, staying out the way and let these other folks do what they gonna do. So check it on out. This is an anniversary from Tony, Tony, Tony. Much love. Y'all, that was anniversary from Tony, Tony, Tony. That's also me and my wife's song too. So I don't know. I had to put that out there. That was cool. You know, like that. Yeah, Tony is a, it was a good band. You got to see them in concert. Man, they made a lot of hits, you know. They came out in 89, and they ran the 90s, really, you know. And then Raphael Sadiq ended up going solo for a minute. And then they had a group, too, with Don from Involve. And then they had a DJ from Tribe Called Quest. And they made a group itself, and they did pretty good, too. They got this one deal on YouTube. I think it's called like the Desk Concert or something like that. You can actually catch Tony and Raphael Sadiq jamming, you know, live. Scarface, Coldplay. There's a lot of them that's been on there. And then he had one of his new groups that he just put out, Raphael Sadiq. That was pretty good, too. Anderson .Paak. Oh, man, there's a lot of folks that been on there. You just have to check it out. It's cool, you know. Yeah, well, we about to get ready to check out this Summerfest over here at Cabrillo. It starts at 2 to 6, okay? From 2 to 6 at the courtyard on the right side of the cafeteria in front of Social Hall. Yeah, you should see everybody out there. They should be set up by now, about getting ready to start up. Might even hear some music and stuff like that. I don't know. But it's usually pretty good, and everybody have a good time when they there. And I'm going to go out and check at the festivities. And, you know, just have a good time, go live, everything like that. And just show everybody that, you know, we can all get along. And it takes a village to raise a child, so... And we got a few children over here, too. So you'll see them, because they're going to be out there. It's almost time to go back to school, you know. So it's going to be pretty good, y'all. So y'all come on out, if y'all can, to the Cabrillo for the Summerfest, you know. It should be pretty cool, you know. But we're going to get ready to end this Operation Kickback today. You know, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and everything like that. And we're going to leave you with One Way, Cutie Pie. Baby. Thank you.
Cutie pie.